Right, I'm here tonight with Nigel Glottler from British metal legend Saxon. Hi, Nigel, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, you?
Yeah,
good. Good. Right, okay, so welcome to our Richie Blackmore celebration on Metal Shock Finland this week.
Thank you very much.
Okay, right, so first of all, before we get on to Richie, I think there's lots going on with Saxon at the moment. Can you tell me what's happening?
Yeah, we're actually just starting festival season at the moment, you know. Apart from that, we're writing, and that's about it, really. And we've just sort of announced a tour for the autumn, you know, throughout the UK and Europe and Scandinavia and stuff. So, yeah, everyone's just getting ideas for the next album. You know, because, I mean, we started this because the Motorhead thing got cancelled, so we thought, rather than waste time, we'll sort of get a jump and start writing.
Great.
So that's what we're up to.
Fantastic. You never stop, do you? You're always so busy.
No, it's all, you know, it's going good. And as I say, we're just about to sort of, we've got a festival in Belgium coming up, and then and there's one in Sweden. So yeah, I mean, we're sort of hitting festival season now. So
yeah, of course. Oh, great. Yeah, look forward to seeing you at some point this year at one of them.
I think the only UK one we're doing is Bloodstock. I think so.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Cool. Hopefully see you there then. Right, okay, so as you know, we're celebrating Richie Blackmore at Metal Shock Finland this week. What do you think to the idea that, you know, we're paying tribute to someone while they're still here rather than leaving it till they're not here any longer?
I think it's a good idea because then they can really appreciate it, really.
Yeah.
They're not here, they can't, can they?
No, exactly. So, yeah. While they're still here, yeah, we're going to have a great week. Okay, so can you tell me your thoughts on Richie and his career?
Yeah, I mean, I was a big Deep Purple fan. I mean, even from the very first album, Shades of Deep Purple, you know, I think, in fact, obviously it was when I was at school, I think the first Deep Purple thing, I bought a single called Emeretta.
Right.
And he was playing wah-wah on that, and that was the original band, you know, with the original singer, Nick Simper on bass, and Rod Evans, I think it was, on vocals and stuff, so... Yeah, I mean, after that, and then, you know, Shades of Deep Purple was out, and Book of Tallies in, and I had them all.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Okay, and what about when they progressed on to Rainbow? Did you like that era as well?
We toured with Rainbow. We toured, I mean, the band before I joined them toured with Rainbow in the UK, did some shows with them in the UK, but we did, I think it was 82 or 83, we did some shows with Rainbow in the States.
Right.
So that was the first time I'd ever met him. Oh. And that was the lineup with Jolyn Turner, Bobby Rondinelli. I think that was, it was the Straight Between the Eyes tour.
Oh, real? Yeah.
So in actual fact, if you see, because I think they brought out a DVD of that, of one of the shows from that tour, if you look, the guy at the beginning's holding a paper, and in it, it says supported by Saxon. If you look very closely at the advert on the paper, the guy's reading. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So how was that tour? Can you tell me a bit about it and how Richie was?
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, it was good. I mean, that was the first time I ever met him, you know, and he seemed a good guy, you know. From what I remember, he was a bit football mad, but... Yeah. we're not really, you know, Saxon aren't really footballers.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, so we sort of weren't really into that side of it. But I think our crew played him, I think. But we didn't.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so as a musician yourself, do you think you've actually learned anything from listening to all Richie's work?
Obviously, being a drummer, I wouldn't have learned from him.
No, of course not.
Me,
no.
Definitely, you know. I mean, Pacey's a great drummer.
Yeah.
And another really nice guy, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it obviously had an influence on me because, you know, I had Deep Purple in rock when I was at school.
Yeah.
and a Machine Head. So I should think, obviously, you know, I was learning my trade, so to speak. So I should think it definitely had an influence on me.
Yeah.
Either consciously or subconsciously.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, great. So do you think rock and metal music would be different today if Richie hadn't picked up a guitar?
I don't know. I don't know about that because, I mean, you have... I don't know, really. I mean, Deep Purple at the time, yeah. I mean, when Deep Purple in rock came out, it was like, you know, with Ian's screaming vocals, it was quite a unique thing. In fact, my party piece was singing Child in Time.
Really?
Yeah, the bits, and I could get all the notes, you know, the screaming ones, like that was my party piece.
Awesome. Can you give us a bit now?
Definitely not. Frighten the cat.
Oh, okay. So do you have some favourite work by Richie? Is there a favourite track or album?
No, I mean, it's just various tracks I like, you know, off each album. I think, actually, funnily enough, my favourite Rainbow albums is Down to Earth.
Right, yeah.
Actually. I think that's probably my favourite album of theirs.
Great. So what makes that stand out for you? Anything in particular?
I think, really. Just songs, you know. And I love Graham Bonnet's voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so for me, I would actually say that's probably my favourite Rainbow album.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so just to finish off, would you like to leave a message for the listeners to this interview?
Come and see us. We'll be heading your way sometime this year. So I think the tour in autumn is going to be probably about 6 weeks long, I think. So
yes.
Come and see us.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much for your time, Nigel. Thank you.